Right, welcome to the third An Idiot at Home podcast. We're going to keep this intro as short as possible so we don't drag it on. Of course, joined by Carl again.
Hello.
Lovely. In a change to the last two, we're not going to keep it as formal, if that was even possible. We're just going to open the questions up to both of us so both have a bit of a talk about them. We're going to be doing a couple of sections. The first one after this will be a rip-off of a TV show you might have seen, which for legal reasons we'll have to change the title to Room 102. So no one can sue us for that. And then after that, we'll have another section where we'll answer a few questions we've been given and have a go at them and see what happens with them. Right? Get started on Room 102. This is the second section, like we said earlier. It's the Room 102, where what's going to happen is we'll both take it in turns to pick three things we'd want to banish to Room 102, and then we'd have to put a little bit of a case behind it, and then the other one would have to judge whether or not it's a good enough case for it to get rid of. Right, so I'll, Carl's going to go first, going to give some three things, and then I'll judge whether or not I think the good enough case to banish them to Room 102. Right?
So are we going to go and name all three, or are we going to name one and then...
Do one and then...
Do one at a time.
And then...
Right.
So I don't forget what they are, pretty much.
Well, the first one, I think it's going to have to be buses.
Oh, he's going for buses. But, yeah, that's a good point, really.
I mean, I know they're handy for people, right? Like people when they get from there, be able to get on a bus. But, right, if we didn't have buses, then I wouldn't have to sit on one.
Yeah.
Which is the main thing.
And that's the whole case.
That's just it. If we didn't have buses, I wouldn't have to sit on a bus. It would make people walk more.
Yeah.
That would be quite nice. Unless it's a long journey, in which case it would teach people to drive or make them drive. Mm. You know what I mean?
And then you would get more idiots on the road.
Have you seen how many people get... I'd rather an idiot be in a car somewhere away from me as opposed to sat next to us on a bus.
Yeah, but me as a driver, I would rather them on that bus and as far away as possible from me.
Yeah. Well, I'll be on the roads. I was on the roads on my 125, and I'd still rather an idiot be there as opposed to sitting next to them on the bus. Because at least I can like swerve around them and do some cool git tricks and that. I couldn't.
Put a wheelie.
I couldn't.
Put a wheelie and give them the finger as you're driving past.
And I would also fall off and
snap
my neck. But
that wouldn't be good.
But
buses are saving you from doing that.
They're not, though.
Is this just because you don't want to go to uni?
Maybe it could be bus drivers.
See, I've had some good bus drivers.
I've had a couple of good, but 9 times out of 10, they're knobheads.
I see what you mean, yeah. But what if, a lot of our listeners are bus drivers and they recognise your voice? Then you're fucked.
Aye. Sunderland please mate, off the bus.
I know, now. I heard that shy podcast you were doing. Is anything more you want to put in that case? Because it's falling apart, to be honest, mate.
Oh, it really is, I didn't think it through, I just thought, it was just three things I didn't like, and that was the first in the head.
The first one's completely fucked up.
Just because I know that I'm going to have to get a bus tomorrow. And I thought, I don't want to get the bus.
Saying that in a couple of months when I go back to uni, and then I get the bus, I'd probably think, I should have put it in Room 102 there. Right, so is that as much as you can say on buses?
Oh, I could say endless about buses. No, that's about
it. Yeah, well, I'm not putting it in for now.
Oh.
That's the first one.
That means I'm going to have to get the bus tomorrow.
Well, saying that you would have to get the bus anyway, it's not as if I can just go and say Room 102 and there's no more buses. Because what would happen if there was people on the bus now and we put it in Room 102, what would happen?
They'd all die a horrible death.
I would have just said that they would have went in room 102 with it, not like they died a horrible death.
Wait, what happens in room 102?
not, it's not, I think it's like, it's next door to room 101, which is like, but room 102 is far worse. You get like poked with a stick. Room 102, room 101 is just a big room.
And it's like, is it dark
though? Ah, it's dark and like, there's no door. And it's like a big, you just fall in. But room 102, you fall in, right? And there's just a bloke with a stick. It's just like poking you. Calling you a knobhead all the time. And when you think that like, you're in that off on his dinner break or something, you come back and then he's throwing little stones at you.
Oh, fuck.
Just doing you.
Right. So did he get paid for that?
No, he got dropped in there and all.
Oh, right, so he's just doing it just because...
Right, because he's a bit of a dick.
Is that what it was? So what you used to go on in the room one or two? People are a bit of a dick.
And he just fell, he just went, oh, fuck.
And now he's making life hell for but everyone else.
With him being the first one there, he can put claim to it.
Aye, true,
so he took over room 102, and then just like, he found a stick. And he...
Unless someone put a stick in room 102.
Who put sticks? Sticks are great.
Sticks are great.
Have you ever just walked alongside like a metal fence, just twanging it off? Like, oh, good's that. That was the highlight of my walking home from school, that. Great.
Or if you ever like in woods and stuff, have you ever like seen a nettle and you hit with a stick and it cuts it, you feel like a ninja with like a samurai sword cut
just,
you through, like
just like whack the top of the, or a little flower or something, you're like, fucking get in there.
Not see it. I said nettles because they're like horrible things. You said flowers are beautiful things.
They're not. They stink. Give you hay fever. Okay. Eyes watering and everything. I didn't like that. That first one took ages.
Right, second one.
Yeah, what's your second one?
Really naff, scruffy pubs.
I thought you would have liked them.
What are you saying?
Wait. The naff, scruffy pubs are normally the ones where you didn't get many people in, it's just a couple of old blokes.
No, they're like workmen's clubs or something like that. Mm. Or like, you know, maybe the cricket club or
I know,
something
but the workmen's clubs is where it all kicks off.
No, I'm on about something like one of the pubs in Wingate or something where they've got no
you want to be careful mind.
No, I'm not saying that's a bad place, don't
it
everyone
is, though,
from there come across to where we live and just kill us, but no, the ones that like don't have windows or
boarded up,
yeah but people still go in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's always
that's just essentially the fir tree, isn't it?
When access closed down
there you go.
That true, it's got boarded windows
that lasted long, didn't it?
I didn't like it because I like to go somewhere where it's either there's no one there and quiet and you just go and have a nice game, pool, whatever, or somewhere where you can have a nice meal as well. Like
Blue House.
Aye. That's lovely, that. But nah.
Chef's a bit of a dickhead, don't you?
Only if you swear.
Yeah. It was at that time Gary dropped the bandit. He was like, fucking yes! 70 bar.
Language.
Oh. I reckon it's just because the chef like would have loaded it up.
Yeah, I think he was just like
he was just pissed off. I don't know about scruffy pubs because some of them you go in and it's like there's a couple in Durham. Like, have you been in the Shakespeare in Durham?
No.
Oh, that's like a proper old, like, do you know, in the seats they're just wooden stools and the legs aren't even like level, so you're like rocking back. That's the Shakespeare, and they just do all like proper ales and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
all
right,
it's quite nice in there. Well, not nice, but
I was gonna say then that goes against it being a scruffy pub.
Yeah, true. I'll let you have scruffy pubs then.
Yes.
That's one in. But oh, we've just given fuck, what's his face with a stick? He's just getting loads of ale and everything. Now he's pissed up now. He's gonna be using that stick as like an air guitar then.
he's gonna have to have a name.
You put us on the spot again, it's like the second time this has happened now, I'm not going to think of a name for him. And it's going to bug me for the rest of the week now, not being able to think of a name.
And you still don't have a name for the guy who gets his arm snapped by a cow's ass?
That's a running theme, that.
That is a
We're going to have to do, like, one section, the entire thing on it. Where we just, like, we maybe just get him in. Interview him. see what's been happening.
Is he an actual person?
He has to be. There has to be at least someone. The amount of people in this world and the amount of stupid people there are. I mean, there's two of them in this room, but you know.
I've got all my limbs.
Yeah.
I
just about have, like.
Just about?
Aye.
Where's one of them hanging off, like?
Aye, my legs is gone. Oh, right. So you've. One out of two's gone in now.
Right.
What would your third one be?
University.
That's me footing in, and I kind of go in September because I'm going to the same one as well.
It's just a horrible place.
See, everyone seems to hate it.
No, it would be alright. The people are nice, you know, but I prefer not to do work.
So you just want to be lazy?
Yeah, and university.
It goes against that.
Being lazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, just for that reason alone, I think that deserves to go in.
But I quite want to go in September.
Yeah, no, but you'll regret it as soon as you walk.
I know, I regretted it last time, but...
You won't regret it as soon as you walk in the place, it'll be all nice, it'll tell you how great it's going to be.
Yeah, the first week's always easy.
Yeah, yeah. And then you'll get your first bit of work and your eyes will fall out. It's just...
But we're kind of doing something now that's along similar lines of what I might be doing.
True, but you don't have to evaluate this.
That would be easy. If you had like two lines saying, do not even bother listening to it. Well, I don't even know why we even bothered doing it, to be honest. It was pathetic.
What a load of shit.
I mean, it went downhill from the first minute. I mean, we had to restart it because I stuttered on the first fucking intro.
Because I give a shit one to start with, so the banter's going to hopefully slowly increase.
Yeah.
I hope so, anyways. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to redo this after I've... Gone got in a bottle of wine.
Yeah, get pissed up and do it.
Aye. Then it'll be really bad, but we can at least...
Then essentially it would just be Father Jack or Father Ted just going, feck, girls. I bet everyone listening thought he was in the bloody room there, that impression.
Oh, he is, he's sat in the corner.
Just absolutely off his head. Oh, right. I'm undecided whether I'll drop uni in there, because I quite want to go. Maybe if we just put your course in.
Half my course.
Half your course.
Yeah.
Because just the business bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so apologies to anyone who teaches business at Southern Uni, but you're going in room 102, and this bloke with a stick's already pissed up. He's probably gotten hold of some drugs.
He failed university.
Yeah. For some reason I've just had a picture of him wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Oh, fucking hell. That was random. Right, so your course has gone in, so that's two. One and a half.
Right.
Right. I've been trying to think of some why you've been saying them, so, right, I'll give it a go now. The first thing I'm going to put in straight away is holographic pictures. I said it on the last one, it's my absolute hate. People scratching them and they're just disgusting. They should never have been invented.
Yeah.
They're just vile. I mean...
They don't even work that well.
Yeah, and you've got to like snap your neck to have a good look at them. You're like waving your hand around, look at you, you've got like slinky neck or something. Trying to have a look at them.
Slinky neck.
But who invented them? I would like to meet them and then just sort of kick them in the shin really hard.
Someone who thought, that's a nice picture, I want to look at something else.
The worst one, I always remember the first time I ever sort of found out I hate it. Was I had a packed lunchbox. I can't remember. I think it might have been either like Power Rangers or some bollocks like that. But I was like sat in primary school with me packed lunch, thinking it's gonna be classy. So I got a nice bit of scran in here, and I might have a biscuit, and a carton of orange juice. You know, it might
one be of them straws with yoghurts in.
Yeah, what were the Froobs?
Froobs.
Yeah, I might have like a cheeky sandwich in there, maybe cheese and ham, some of like that, and then like then unclick the two little clicky things that keep it closed, and then like and saw the picture moon. I was like, what's that? And then touch it and say, never touching that again.
Your face just crumpled into your own mouth.
My ass tore the leather off the seat. It was disgusting, and I've never ever liked them ever again.
Did it put you off your food though?
Nah.
No.
Bollocks to that. Definitely put me off. And then I think it was like getting cards, you remember Pokemon cards and stuff, like the shinies or whatever, they moved. Them, like, why would you even bother?
I can't remember them being like scratchy though. I thought they were just
shiny.
They probably were.
Yeah. If they weren't, let us know. I'd like to know if they weren't or not. Because I probably just made myself look like a right arsehole there.
I can't remember Pokemon cards that much, to be honest. No. I did like them at the time.
See, I never used to really like it, but I had loads of them. I don't know why. And, right.
The thing that I didn't like, though, is that if you got a new pack, right, and then you would get pretty much exactly the same as in your pack, and you would just sort of like have loads of the same ones.
Yeah, like when it was the same with football stickers. You'd always get the same ones. You'd end up with a book of all the 20 teams in the Premier League and all the players and the kits and what have you, and there'd be one left that you need, and it's like one that you've never seen before. And you just get the same knobheads all the time. Just think, open them up and there's just six of the same people and you start to hate them. Like, genuinely hate. Like, 8-year-old going, fuck's sake. Maybe he's not swearing, but, like, oh, no. Like, shaking out of hatred. But, yeah, that would be definitely the first thing I'd put in.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah. I've already got the second one. I thought, but it popped straight in my head. Lego on the floor.
Just on the floor?
Yeah, do you know if you've like you've had a bit mess around with Lego and you've like had a proper good afternoon?
Yesterday.
You've made like a smashing house. You've managed to make a house out of all the same coloured Lego, and you sort of give a fist pump in the air and you're like, and you're sort of like proper happy that day. And then you sort of pack it all away and there's one little bastard being left out. And you're like, nothing sinister, you're just having a nice lie down in bed. And you're like, oh, newsflash. So you get up, bang, straight on it. It's like, there's no... out of the entire floor you could have stood on, there's one little blue bastard still there. And you stand right on it, and it goes right in your foot. And it's a bit painful, like...
like standing on a plug?
Yeah, I would have said standing on a plug, but you can sort of see your plug on the floor, and it's your own fault if you stand on it.
True. But if the Lego piece is the same colour,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've got a blue carpet, and you've got one of them naughty little blue fellas still on there. And especially if it's one of them long ones, it's like four pieces in one or something like that. And you stand on that, and then he snaps your foot off. And it's one of them ones where you're sort of holding your foot, and you're like cringing, but it's like early in the morning, you can't shout. But
if you put that in, then collectively, you know, you'll start losing your Lego bits. And then you won't be able to...
yeah, maybe. But it is essentially... maybe I should have said it more clearly. One that's just been left out of the box.
Right.
But then again, you can't really say that.
Again, yeah.
I haven't really thought that through. No. I was just getting angry. I was just getting really angry then.
The place was about to get smashed up.
Yeah, I would have turned your entire room over.
And then we could rebuild it out of Lego.
No, because I'd stand on it.
That would be uncomfortable though. Imagine a bed of Lego, because it's got the little...
but can you remember when they did that program, James May made the house out of Lego?
Was it a full house?
Made like a proper sized house out of Lego.
Christ.
Made the bed out and he had to sleep in it that night. But they say he slept in it that night. He probably shot him sleeping in the bed. And then when the cameras are off, he pissed off home.
Aye.
So that's what I imagine happened. But they made like a full house out of it.
That's not bad.
Well, obviously, like, they had to put...
was it the same colour?
No, they had to put like cement in between the things, obviously, because if it was just purely made out of Lego, you could probably just like punch it and then the entire thing would just crumble.
I think that's cheating still, putting, because that's just ruining the kid's dream. That they can be like, yes, I could build my own house out of Lego, but I don't have any concrete.
True. Right, I think we've covered Lego nicely there. We might even get endorsed by Lego if we keep mentioning Lego.
Lego?
I love Lego, mate.
Lego's alright.
Do you remember what I never used to like? When you used, do you know how you get the little people? Like, just in a random box of Lego. See if your box of Lego has a picture of something that entire box could build, like a house and then a shite-ass garage on the side or something. And you get little people who stand, like, click in. It's like, there's four dots that they click into.
Right.
And they have little hair mats. And it's just, essentially...
what, have you got against Lego people?
No, it's just, it's when the faces are rubbed off.
It's like, faceless Lego
people. Yeah, they would have, like... two dots and a smile, and you think, this is a good day. That you finished your house and you push them in, and you're like, that looks fantastic. But then it gets really sinister. It's when you reach into the box, you get the other person out, and you put him in, and his bastard face is gone. He's just got no. And you're like, that's ruined my week. That I've made a lovely house there, all out of red bricks. It's all nice. At no stage did the roof cave in when I was making the roof. And it's all nice. It's even got a little door and a few windows on. And then faceless Bob over here just ruined your day.
You could always draw a face on.
I know, but that would look daft. Plus it would be in biro and the biro would rub off and then you get biro.
That means
biro
you can change his expression.
Yeah, I know, but you get biro on your fingers and you'd get even more annoyed.
Wash your hands.
I know, but like you would get a biro in your hands and then your mum will come in, do you want a sandwich? And you doof and you drop that.
I've never hit my mum because she's offered us a sandwich before.
Wait. I'm not saying I have, but just in this situation I might be that worked up and sort of that frustrated with what's happened that I might end up swinging for someone.
Is James going to have to drop a bitch?
Is James probably going to have to drop a bitch? Anyway, right, I'll move on to the third one. So is Lego not going in?
No, I kind of put Lego in.
Right. A bit disappointed about that, but I think I can pull it back with this third one. I think this one's going straight in. Snapback caps. I don't even have to make a case, do I? They should just go straight in. Right, they're going in. Right, that was room 102. Right, so quite successful there. I mean, I think we both got pretty much two in.
Right, two and a half.
So. Yeah, so I think that was a bit disappointing.
One and a half, not two and a half. I'm just thinking about what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
I don't usually. Usually I just say stuff and then hope that it
the pressure's getting to you.
Aye, the pressure. I'm having to think on my feet.
I think it was just that section, really. I mean, this next one we should open up a bit.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens in this third bit. I was mentioning the third bit there, it's going to be, we've got like 8 questions wrote down that we'll have a go at, see if we can get anything out of that. A few of them have stuff I've came up with, a few of them, rather luckily, I managed to get off people. I mean, I asked people on Twitter like a week ago if they had any questions they would like to ask, and she got no response at all. I was like, for fuck's sake. Like, because... we've had over like 100 odd listens on this now in like 2 podcasts. We've done quite well. We managed to get in the top 100 on a website in terms of comedy, which is just unbelievable. who thinks this is funny? But we got in like the top 100, and like there must be someone listening to it. It can't all be like porn robots on stuff on Twitter that are accessing the page. Do you know what I mean? Do you know when you get like a completely random follower? And you click on it, and it is like, it's just like no followers, but like she's following like a million people or something like that. And it is just a porn robot. They're annoying as hell, but I've noticed this like they change now. Anyway, getting off the line of conversation there. But yeah, we'll give these questions a go, see if we can get anything off them. This is the third part where we'll run through some questions we've got and both have a go at them, see what we can get. Right, the first one we've got wrote down is if you could live one day as a celebrity, who would it be?
Right, well, you're going to disagree with me straight away here.
Oh, it's controversy.
Because I'm going to say Charlie Sheen. Because I know you don't really like him.
I don't really like him, don't know.
But I just want to see what it's all cracked up to be like.
But to be fair, when he's like not in front of a camera, he's probably just sat at home in the corner rocking backwards and forwards.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know.
You want to have a go at that? We'll just do it now.
Why not? Because he's sort of like going on about he's being this big party animal and stuff.
Like 20 odd year ago.
But like, I don't think he will be. But I think he's just sort of like, oh, everyone's going to think that. That'd be cool if I let them think that. I'll let them think that.
I reckon saying that he probably just goes home and eats porridge or something.
I can.
Do you reckon, like... 20 years just a boring fart at home, like.
It probably will be. Wait, because you get them people that are like really funny, that are like manically depressed. Like, who was meant to be depressed before? But he's like class. Jim Carrey. I thought he was meant to be. He was suffering from depression or something.
I didn't know that. He's probably mental, that's why.
He's just depressed that everyone's not as mental as he is.
We've got to stop slagging people off. We've had a go at so many people that like could potentially listen to this. You think, nah, they won't really.
I mean, I never mean it in a bad way. He's mental, aye, but like in a good way. Funny mental.
Like he might just come out one day like rub a chicken on his head or something just for a laugh. Just to see who notices.
And I don't think many
I don't think I would, to be honest.
Nah, I think you would just classify.
I'd be that shocked that I'd seen Jim Carrey that I wouldn't notice the rubber chicken on his head.
Was that Jim Carrey?
He could be wearing like a hula skirt and everything. I was just like, is that Jim Carrey?
Yeah. And then you'd think back and then, he had a chicken on his head.
See, I still don't think I would notice until like if I saw a photo or something. It's like, I didn't notice he had a chicken on his head, like. And he was wearing it. He was just showing a bit of ball when he had that hula skirt on his head.
He was trying to just hang out the side. Nah,
a showing a bit of brain. Right, if I was asked this question, we've been talking about it a bit today, I would pick Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy!
Just because you'd have Eddie Murphy as your brother, that'd be pretty cool. And by stories, he's hung out with some quite cool people. But I wouldn't like being slapped by Rick James, like. But then you do get to kick him through a mirror.
And slam his head off a bar.
Oh, I love Charlie Murphy. But yeah, but more seriously, I would maybe pick Morgan Freeman and just talk all day. So I would just hear my own voice.
You would just sit and record yourself.
I would re-record all of these podcasts as Morgan Freeman. And one day I would just go through and re-record them all.
You'd have to script yourself. You'd have to listen to it first, write down what you're saying.
No, I would just like busk it all. I would re-record them all, but just as Morgan Freeman.
Oh. I don't know if I'd be able to cope with that.
It would be weird, wouldn't it? I think...
Well, apparently we sound quite similar anyways.
I was going to say, we may as well just be one person talking anyway.
If you put on a black guy voice then...
No. Okay. I'm not going to put like a black... How would I even put a black guy's voice on?
I don't know.
I was going to say something there, but I stopped. I was like, I caught myself saying, I was like, no. Oh no, we'll probably lost some listeners because of that. If anyone's actually listening to it, it could be just... Anyone could just be...
Well, you could put a flip side of that and put a white guy voice on if you were a black guy.
But I think that's just melted my brain now. I was going to attempt it and then I thought, how would I even do that? I would probably just talk like this and say, I'm putting the white guy voice on as a black guy. I'm doing it. I'm doing it as I speak. But I think my brain melted a little bit. I'm going to have to, like, recover from that. I'm winded a bit. It just caught us off guard.
Get sorry.
Right. We're on the next one now. This one's going to be a bit difficult, I think, but what would you title your life if it was a film?
Please, please, please don't watch this.
Why? Because it's not that bad.
Just because... Oh. Who would want to watch a film of my life?
No one has to watch it.
Ugh.
It's probably the same people who would listen to this, to be quite honest. That would be the title, wouldn't it? Oh, man.
Spends most of his mornings recovering from a hangover anyways. Just rolling around in his own mess.
What?
That's pretty much going to be the majority of the film.
You shit yourself in it, like...
Some man.
Christ. I'm lucky I'm not sat in the bed this time. I don't know what I would say. I would call, because like, I haven't really done anything. Like, there's nothing.
You should call it that.
I haven't done anything. Because like, basically, essentially, all I do all day is like, sit around and maybe scratch my ass with every half hour or something like that.
That itch that can't be tamed.
Oh no. Oh, I'm going to say, give me that stress thing. I'm going to have to use that. Oh man. Oh yeah, I'm going to call that the itch that can't be tamed. Because I think I annoy people. So like, maybe that's a different meaning as well.
See, I don't think you annoy people. I think people accept you for being, like antisocial.
I'm going to say, as far as ignoring people go, I have pretty much perfected it.
Yeah, you've got...
I would sort of demonstrate it now by ignoring Carl, but then it would probably be about 15 minutes of pure silence, which might even be an improvement. Right. We've got one here that's along the same note. Who would narrate your life?
Well,
sort of scrub style.
Mentioned Morgan Freeman. So probably Samuel Jackson.
Oh, he stole the answer. No, actually, I would have Dave Chappelle doing Samuel L. Jackson. Not like doing. since that would be wrong. But like Dave Chappelle impersonating Samuel L. Jackson, which if you've
I've chosen an actual person, and then you've chose someone impersonating my answer.
Yeah, because you stole my answer. That's why I shouldn't have let you go first.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've actually listened to the podcast and you've listened to it all the way through. There's a song at the end, usually, and then there's a little 6-second bit at the end, maybe, that is the funniest part of the podcast. It genuinely is. Every time I listen to it, it makes me laugh.
And we're not going to say what it is, because now, if you haven't listened to the end,
you're going to
have to listen
to it. No, but what they're going to do is they're going to hear that bit, and then they're going to skip to the end, and like, balls, is the next, this like, 20 minutes, or whatever it's going to be.
I know, but it'll still be worth it, though.
Yeah.
Still,
and then we're still getting a listen, aren't we?
Exactly.
Plus,
exactly.
The podcast will end and that will actually be a full listen. I don't even know how many of them we've had. It's probably just like, hey, right, welcome to the... Nah, I'm turning that off. Oh. So, yeah, we've had Sam Jackson and then Dave Chappelle as Sam Jackson.
I'm just trying to think about, like, things that he would say.
But I would get into some situations purposefully that would make him get angry. Like,
he's scratching his ass like, motherfucker.
I'm sick of all this motherfucking Lego on this motherfucking floor. Oh. I love Samuel L. Jackson.
He's class.
And if you haven't seen it, go on Google and type Samuel L. Jackson dog. It might be the funniest picture you've seen today. Oh. Oh, I just love him. I might go home and watch just like the 3-minute whatever video of him saying motherfucker on YouTube. Oh, right. The next one is, which I think we maybe talked about before, not on this podcast, but just in general conversation, because this is the type of shite we normally talk about, is if you walked into a room and intro music played every time you walked into the room, what would it be?
See, I was going to say something stupid, like, that, so, I don't know,
the Benny Hill music.
I mean, that would be
but then that would make you run around the room and then run out and then never come back.
On a serious note, though, I probably want something, like, get punchy and get cool and get, like, it just makes you feel, like, get mint. So, Benny Hill theme
tune. But walk in proper, pimp walk. Yeah, purple suit, feather and cap, and a cane. Walk in there. I think everyone just can, and then explode.
Just look at it in slow motion.
Oh man, I don't know how I'm going to top that. Because I was going to say something more serious, like I would pick Metalingus by Alter Bridge, but that would just make me want to run in and slide along the floor, sort of edge out of the wrestling stand and punch someone square in the face.
That's a good shout, like. If you're going to go get all serious and get serious, it'll probably be like Click Click Boom by Slider.
That's a good song.
It's punchy.
Yeah.
It's got that quick ka-dakum before you. That can be like the opening of the door.
Yeah.
And then that riff kicks in, and then you just walk in and like sort of like push your chest out a bit.
Yeah. Strut about.
Just strut about. And
then your shirt falls up.
And then you realise you've got your headphones in, no one else can hear the music.
Your shirt falls up and your trousers fall off, and then like a beautiful woman just walks in, and you're like, yes! And then you walk out the room and you come back in and do it again. Because that would be the problem is, maybe if you're like, you walk into the room, then you forget something. You're like, oh shit, I forgot my keys. Then you run out and you walk back in, it would start again.
That would get annoying.
Yeah.
Plus, if your shirt and your trousers fell off the first time,
you're knackered, aren't you?
You're knackered.
Plus, then, you're trying like.
Then like your undergarments will fall off. Undergarments.
They would just explode off though.
and then you're stuck, because if you go out and come in again, then it's just going to be like Robbie Williams on that video. The dance DJ dancey song, I don't know. Stop DJ dance, roll around on the floor, you're on fire, I don't know. Where he starts.
Roll around on fire.
he takes his skin off, doesn't he? And at the end, he's just a dancing skeleton.
I've never seen this, mate. I'm not a massive Robbie Williams fan like you.
No,
are.
Neither am I.
Bollocks to that.
Shit. Cut out the bag.
See, that might be the song we have to play at the end.
No.
Bet there's one Robbie Williams fan listening to this singing, yes, no.
I'm trying to actually think of a song that he does. The one that everyone sings.
Angels. That's what everyone sings that Robbie Williams has done.
I know, but I can't recall how it goes.
I'm not singing it.
Damn, I was trying to get you singing Robbie Williams.
Well, you should know, you're pretty number one fan there. I still can't think of a serious one, what I would pick. Because I probably would just be Metal Ings by Alter Bridge, because it's heavy as... Oh, no, I've changed mine. One Day Remains by Alter Bridge, because it's mint. And it's got that, like, class intro.
In a way, Isolation kind of is me thing, because it's me ringtone on mobile.
Yeah, my intro... No, I'm not talking about an intro. What the fuck are you going on about? I'm talking about my ringtone. It's the newer one by Tremonti.
It scared the shit out of me to hear that.
Especially in that echoey room.
We spend time sat in echoey rooms.
Yeah. It's what we do to get psyched the fuck up for this. Just stare at the wall. Just start munching on the wall and just like eating it. Binky style,
right.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah. See if I can see what he's doing.
Right, we're going to have like a little minute break while Carl has a look out his window, tries to see his dog, Binky. Do you see
him? No, he's not there.
Right, I think we've covered our music. Which one are we going to choose for the end of the thing? It's going to be a fucking surprise. Get in. Right, the next one I've got wrote down is favourite toy as a kid.
I had this big Godzilla that you could like take its chest bit off as if it was like being shot or whatever it was. Right. It was just a little bit, and you could take its back off, and like it was like attached to its mouth, so you could make it eat things and then get it back out again. And then it had a button where it like made the
noise.
Godzilla noise. And
that sounded like Godzilla being bum raped or something.
Who could bum rape Godzilla?
Blackzilla.
Godzilla's been made a bitch.
So that's your favourite toy?
It was a good fucking
toy.
That's
caught me well off surprise, that.
I might still have it somewhere.
That's threw me right off. I can't even think what my favourite toy's going to be now. It's not Lego the amount of time I've stood on the bastard. It might be something stupid, just like wrestling figures.
They were good. The ones with the little magnets on and you squeeze the legs and lift
people up. Yeah, I mean, the amount of, like, fights I must have had with them and stuff. Oh, he's pointing at us, he's got an idea.
What about me and you? You said that them little wrestling teddy things.
Yeah, the little,
You press and they were
Goldbergs.
Like, and you could, like, hit them.
What's with all the sound effects? So people are going to think you're having a stroke or something. I know what you mean, yeah, when we used to fight them on trampoline.
Yeah, we had an interesting childhood.
What I always used to enjoy is when we'd fight them and we would lose. These little sort of 2 foot teddies would be like choke slamming us. But nah,
pinning us and stuff.
I used to have a Power Ranger one about the similar size to that.
It was the red one, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know me too well. But mine probably would be just wrestling figures or something. Because I never used to have, I mean, other than me PS1 or whatever. It's going back a bit now, like PS1's in it. But other than that, I never really used to play with toys much, to be honest.
My Godzilla could eat your wrestling figures.
Could have fuck. Goldberg would just get him in like a DDT or something and just knack him.
I know, but this was like a big Godzilla.
I'd kick his head in. I'd name my Goldberg.
Sorry.
See, I would just like slam him. I'd just fucking slam him.
Next
right
question.
There, Godzilla.
I'm sad now.
Do you want it back?
Yeah.
I said, do you want it back? Like, I've got it.
What, have you stolen the Godzilla? I don't know where it's at. Don't give us that look. Great, they're not going to know what that look is.
Yeah, that'd be a, you can just, you'd be able to imagine. Yeah. Probably wouldn't even know what we look like, to be honest.
No. It's probably for the best.
Yeah. Pair of ugly bastards.
Unless they know us by name and then look us up on, like, Facebook or
something. I don't have Facebook.
Oh, you don't have Facebook.
No.
That shows you just to the extent of his ignoring skills. He doesn't even have Facebook.
Yeah. There are some right dickheads on it,
though. Oh,
aye. Like, see, I'd logged on for about 5 minutes the other day to post this podcast, like, try and share it and stuff, and the amount of people that annoyed me. I only have, like, 60 friends on it or something, but the amount of people that annoyed me within, like, 5 minutes was unbelievable.
Just logging on to see just one post that just sort of, like...
It just sets you off and, like, you get annoyed for the rest of the day. It's horrendous. That's why Twitter's so much better.
Yeah. See, I don't really use Twitter. No. I've got Twitter, and the last post I put on Twitter
was that you don't use Twitter.
And I never post on Twitter.
I'm surprised Twitter didn't melt.
I'm pretty sad that it didn't.
Right, this one could go on for a while, like the rest haven't. But your ultimate pet animal. And now I was considering when I wrote this question that. Would I let you have, like, sort of crossbreed between animals, or would it just be an animal?
Well, would you start with an animal? And then if
start with an animal, how long is this going to last?
Because I was thinking a sloth.
Mm. But you wouldn't be able to do anything with it.
You wouldn't have to.
That's not really good, is it? I would want my pet to be proper active.
I know, but there's so much stuff about sloths. Did you know, right, they only have a shit once a week or something?
Must and be kind of hefty size, like.
Wait, apparently what they do is if you ever see one, like, clinging onto a tree with a grin on its face...
It's smashing one out.
It's defecating.
He's just going for it. What, like, fitting, like... What's lots of claws or hands or whatever? Claws.
Yeah, claws.
Claw holes in the tree. That joke got ruined.
Well, no, because you can imagine being at the top of the tree, and then, have you ever had one of them shites that don't break off until it touches the water in the toilet? It'll be the same for the sloth. It won't break off till it touches the floor.
How long would that be?
It'll just be one stream of shit coming down
foot long.
Someone's walking across, thinks it's like a branch or something.
Someone stands underneath a tree and is like answering his phone for a minute, and then slowly drops onto his head.
So that's going to look like one of them ice creams.
Oh, that's vile. Oh, so you'd have a sloth as your ultimate pet animal would be a sloth.
That or me dog that I've got. Just because I love them a bit. I love them a bit. How nice is that?
Yeah, it's dead nice,
Oh, if I could cross them.
Binky sloth. Fucking Binky hell. But then, that would defeat the whole point of what Binky is.
Yeah, true.
You've paused that one right up.
I am. Oh, man.
So, would you not, like, cross anything? Like, random? Something like a fucking penguin with a lion's head or something like that.
Actually, that reminds me of a picture I saw. I think you might show the penguin with like a bulldog. So something like that. Maybe something that would just be completely outrageous, like a monkey with a giraffe.
That would be pretty outrageous.
Just seeing like a monkey with a really long neck.
Oh, I'm trying to picture it. Right, if you know my Twitter, send me pictures of stuff like this. It's just animals with like crossed with different or animals like high fiving each other or animals smiling or anything like that. That's my favourite thing now. Just any animals with like different animals.
Just animals doing daft stuff. It's class. I love it.
Like I was gonna say my favourite picture would be an animal thing, but it'd be that baked bean picture. It's the picture I see. I've still got it on my phone every time I flick through the pictures on my phone just randomly and I see it. I just have to laugh.
Where did you get it from?
I don't know. I saw it on Twitter.
That was a joke.
Say a character out of EastEnders or something.
His face is a bean.
Yeah. Oh, I bet everyone who's listening to it will be searching that picture.
Hopefully.
I might post it, actually.
Post it?
Yeah, I'll post it on me Twitter if I can be bothered. But my pet animal, my ultimate pet animal, if I was just going to have a normal animal, like, I couldn't cross it with anything, it would be a penguin.
That's a good shout. To see if...
Or a sea otter. A sea otter's a mint.
Sea otter?
Yeah.
And then just like a big otter?
No. I think you've seen pictures of them before. It's just like it's just an otter that lives in the sea.
No, wait, then why not just a normal otter? What's the difference between that and a normal otter then?
I don't know, it lives in the sea.
So why do you prefer them to live in the sea?
Because they look mint. I think
there's no difference.
Do you know my picture on WhatsApp? It's like I'll show you afterwards. We'll...
Oh, the backwards one, that's clapping.
Yeah.
It looks like it's singing or something.
Yeah, that's a Sayota.
Oh, right.
I would have one of them, now call it Otto.
Ah, that's what we did there. What would you call a penguin? Kevin.
Yeah, I'll call Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian the penguin.
Like Brian or like Jimmy or something like that. Or Charlie. Mm. Or Bob.
So if you had to cross them?
Sayota. No, that wouldn't be very good. I don't think Sayota and penguin.
Mm,
no. I think it sort of defeats the whole point of crossing it. Because if you're going to cross it, you would go for something completely mental.
Aye.
Like a rhino pigeon.
Have you ever had a pigeon fly into your window? These fly through your window.
Spears right through. And I always remember that morning I woke up with a bird in my room.
I think I remember you telling us about that.
I absolutely shit myself. Because I was
sort of... Lucky it wasn't a rhino pigeon.
That rhino pigeon would have absolutely fucked me out. I was just like, maybe it's 9, 10 in the morning or something. And I get woke up and I'm sort of all dazy and stuff. And I thought it was a big moth. Just because I heard like some wings flapping. And you know when your senses aren't all there. So I woke up and I sort of stared up at my light. And I just saw this fucking bird just flying around my room. So obviously, I bolted out of bed and like straight through the door. Like, not through, but like...
Didn't even open it,
just just straight through, cartoon style. And just like, I just stood and watched it and then like, attempted to throw a sock at it. And then when I missed with a sock, it sort of flew into the window and then flew up and out the window. But that ruined my day straight away. Because I was dead conscious that I might have shit somewhere in my room.
Aye.
So it's like, I spent ages after that looking for it. But yeah, a rhino pigeon. Maybe it's like an elephant fish.
Elephant fish?
I don't know, I'm just thinking of animals off the top of my head.
Like a goldfish?
Yeah.
Aye.
But how would that work?
It would be like a goldfish with an elephant's head.
Or a trunk.
Or just a trunk. It would still be the same... That would look quite nice, actually.
What, a
goldfish, right?
So, essentially, it would be a tiny elephant in some water.
But gold? And fins? And gills and stuff? Or those fins could be its ears.
That'd be trippy as fuck. I'm trying to think of other ones I would just like to cross, just for the shits. Yeah. This could go silent very quickly. So I think we should maybe move on and then talk about it after. Right.
An ostrich and a lion.
Fuck. That would just be insane. What about a tarantula? I don't know, a bottled it, I can't think of anything. Something big, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Whale.
Yeah, that would be weird. Right, this one is probably the one that we've been looking forward to the most, I think, out of it. What would your perfect sandwich be?
This is going to make me hungry.
Now, for people who don't know, we know what we're talking about when it comes to food. We're not like a couple of fat bastards around, but we can knock a sandwich together and that.
Oh, right. Wait, obviously, right. First of all, bread, right?
White or brown or both, what?
It's gonna have to be white bread. If not, right, like, tiger bread.
Mmm.
That's like...
But what are you going for? You only have one choice.
Bread mixed with a tiger. I'm just trying to mix things. I'll go for the tiger bread, because it's a fancy sandwich.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, butter. Nice layer of butter, though. Not too thick.
Normal butter, not like low-fat butter.
No. It's got to be normal. We're not going to...
We're not a couple of... what? Jesus, man. Do your sandwich.
Right. Got to go for a layer of ham. Right, started off with a layer of ham.
Because it covers the...
And then I would I'd put some chicken on. I know I'm mixing my meat.
What kind of chicken, though? Would it be like chicken?
Proper chicken. Like,
or would it be
the...
sliced chicken?
No, proper
just,
chicken.
Just like rip it off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, aye.
Good lad.
Some of it might even have the skin on.
Tell you what, I don't mind a chicken skin.
I love big chicken
skin. No, they're extra tasty ones from Asda.
Oh, I did it.
They are nicely.
Right. So you've if I'm doing...
Bread, butter, ham, chicken...
Right, garlic mayo.
That's put me right off it.
I know it'll put you because you don't like garlic. Just normal mayo for you, though, if I was making it for you.
Mm.
But garlic mayo...
Are you making me a sandwich after, like?
Yeah.
Good lad.
Garlic mayo, you know, like, that stuff that's just... They've got it out now, it's like, in the... What is it?
Flapping your hands doesn't make me know what you're talking about.
Anyways, garlic right. mayo.
Yeah, he's putting garlic mayo on.
Potentially a bit of grated cheese.
What made a bit of cheese on?
Not
too much, so.
No, no, just a little, bit. Just a little bit. And then some bacon bits.
So that's your sandwich?
Yeah.
Sounds nice, that. I would have, obviously, white bread.
Right.
I'm not going for anything fancy. I'm just whacking it out the cupboard, straight down, bit of butter on, normal butter, something like terminate your arm or something like that. You're grinding straight through. But I would also like thick bread, not like fluffy bread.
No, I know what you're
because
mean,
like, when you put the butter on, it starts tearing it all up, and you just end up with like a ball.
As soon as there's a hole in the bread, that ruins my sandwich.
Yeah, because you get stuff dropping out of it. Excellent. So I would have thick white bread.
Yeah.
Obviously butter on. I'll go the same as you. Have a layer of ham. I wouldn't mind again a bit of chicken on.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken on obviously mayo. Maybes. Obviously some lettuce.
Oh, you put salad in yours.
Put, I could have put a bit of salad.
Red onion. I could have put some red onion in.
Right. I can go in your salad, man. But you've already said your sandwich. You've missed out on the salad.
Fuck's sake.
You've ruined it.
I was so wrapped up in meat.
Yeah.
Like, not literally. I'm just covered in ham.
He's the ham man. Right, I'm stopping that.
Me theme tune?
Yeah.
He's the ham man. There's one just stuck on my face.
What was that? Insta-ham? That video you showed us before.
Insta-ham.
But yeah, I would have like bread, butter, ham, chicken, bit of salad, mayonnaise. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I would just like outrageously throw on. Obviously a bit of cheese. I might go a bit dangerous and throw some pepperoni on.
Oh.
Just throw some pepperoni on.
Just days?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I would... That
and then... Next layer of bread on, and then slice that bitch up and eat it.
Square or triangle? I reckon if you ever want a fancy sandwich, you've got to go triangle.
Yeah.
If you just go.
If I made this sandwich, I would go triangle.
Yeah.
It would look better as well.
With tart bread, though, you can't really do that, can you? Because it's more like a lump of bread as opposed to like a loaf.
Yeah. I'm hungry as out now.
I'm pretty hungry.
I think we should try and wrap this up quickly and then shoot off and make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Right. This bit's been on for ages, mate. No one's getting this far through. Right, the last question, rather brilliantly, is that if you won a load of money, what would be the first thing you bought?
A rhino pigeon.
Just buy a rhino pigeon. What would you call it? I'd call mine Bert.
Bert, that's a good name. I'd probably call it something daft like Ram.
Ram? either Bert or something like nice and like caring, because like, he was like...
Because it's going to be a hideous monster.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to come round and see Fluffy? Oh, yeah, I love to see Fluffy. Fluffy.
And then he just plows through him. It's a bit like why I called my dog Binky.
Yeah. But Binky's nice.
He is now.
He always is.
For people who don't know, Binky's a puppy, but he's a Tibetan mastiff.
So and he's massive.
He's not at the minute. He's big for a puppy, but he's going to be fucking huge.
Yeah, he is. That's what I love about him.
So that's why we called him Binky.
Yeah. Anyway, money. What would you buy?
I don't know. A sloth. I would actually generally buy a sloth.
Hmm. Why would you keep it in there?
Maybe I would let him do whatever the fuck he wants. He's a sloth.
Just on your face all the time.
You can't tell a sloth where to stay.
It's like, stay over there. No. Stay over there. No. Honestly, just stay over there. No.
But he wouldn't crawl.
But he wouldn't move. His theme tune could be I Believe It. I think what we've done in this one quite a lot is quoted stuff we've seen before that people who listen to it probably haven't.
I know.
Because what me and Carl tend to do quite a lot is look for stupid pictures or go on YouTube of just random, completely random videos.
Yeah. And the I Believe I Can Fly is basically a person picking up a sloth and carrying across the road, but the sloth sticks his arms in the air.
Sounds the least funny thing I've ever heard.
It really does. But it is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
So you go for a sloth?
Yeah. Because I would just like to go downstairs in the morning and just see a sloth just hanging from my curtains.
Mm. And what if he's having a shit?
Then it's even better because he'll be smiling.
What if he's having a shit and Binky was trying to get to him?
then
Binky would maul his face up.
Wait, more than likely. I reckon Binky would like the sloth.
What if the sloth tried to ride him?
Then I don't think Binky will have to worry very much because... Oh, just a sloth just clinging onto his back that, and he's running around like baby monkey riding backwards on a pig. Yeah. Just sloth.
Another video we've seen that people might not have.
Sloth on the back of a Tibetan mastiff.
That sounds like the naughtiest, disgusting. We're moving on. What would I buy? See, I could say something that I probably would buy, like a new car, a flat, or a house, or whatever.
Oh yeah,
or,
because it would be obvious for me. I would just generally get a new guitar or something.
Or a new a guitar, but picking something stupid, keeping in the theme. I don't know. I'd maybe buy like the Total Wipeout course or something, and just do it.
I'd buy the Total Wipeout course and a miniature version of myself.
What?
So then you can get the mini you to run the course.
Why?
Because I think it would be hilarious to watch.
Why not just you run it? Film yourself doing it, and then that's it. Then you don't have to spend more money
I'll
on some kind of genetically engineered car dwarf man pigeon.
I a car pigeon. Oh. But do you not think it'll be... Wait, because I would say... Okay, maybe it's not a mini-me, but, like,
so you're
generally a midget.
So you say you would hire a dwarf?
And hire a dwarf to run it. Because I would find that hilarious.
That's one of the most weird, out-there things I've ever heard in my life. That is disturbing, quite frankly. I'm going to end the section there, because this is... gone to shit.
So long.
Yeah, this is so long. It's at like, I don't know, I can't even count that far. Right, this is the end of this section. I don't even know why we've done it, or if it's going to work, or if it's going to be any good, but we've done it anyway. Right, the next bit, I bet you're chuffed about this, is the end. Yeah, we're going to say it's the end and then stop it.
And we'll have to make it really quick.
Yeah, play a song like, yeah, bye. Right? Yeah, that's the end of this section. We'll move on to the end part now. Finally reached the end. I'm going to keep this as short as we can because the last section was long as fuck and the section before that was long as fuck but not as long as the last one. Right, I want to thank you all for listening if you've actually made it this far, which I doubt anyone has.
No.
I don't even think the person I don't even think the people who listened to the previous two and maybe liked them would have made it all the way through this one, because this one was diabolical. It was an absolute calamity. Right, again, thank you for listening. We have got two other podcasts if you want to have a listen to them. They're probably better than this one, to be quite honest. You check out my blog at www.jamesproudlock.com. I've just completely mindfucked myself. Yeah, check out my blog at that URL, and then the podcast will be posted on there or on my Twitter at jamesproudlock or at @anidiot_@home. That's a lot of ats, isn't it?
That's cool.
They're not going to remember them.
No.
Anyway.
They'll all listen as far anyway.
So yeah, right. See, we can just talk about anything. Because we were just before we were on here, we were actually trying to decipher or try and do the Indiana Jones theme tune and the A-Team theme tune. And we could get one, but once we got one, we struggled to get the other. So yeah. Have a go at that if you've listened to this far. I bet you can't do it. I bet you can't. Anyway, there'll be a song after this. Maybe as well decide which one after this, so it's going to be a surprise.
We don't even know yet.
As I can say, I can't even remember which songs we've talked about so far. But, I'd like to thank the people who've actually listened to the last two as well, because we've made it well over 100 odd views now. We made it into the top 100 on the hosting website, which was quite amazing. Mm. But we've had like 100 odd listens on SoundCloud, a few on my blog, a few on... we've had a few subscriptions to iTunes, so hopefully we can keep yous all entertained. Doubt it again. But yeah, this is the end. Bye.
Bye.